change from helping yourself.
Huh?
You remember me, Mr. Salvador?
Yeah, the Chevy about a month back, huh?
I see you sold it. Do all right out of it?
Well, yeah, a little more than broke even. It's a mighty tough game, this used car racket.
Perhaps you do a little better when you buy than when you sell, huh?
Yeah, you bimbos.
Take a look at this folder, sweetheart.
Seaman?
Yeah. It's a dull old occupation, but we like it. My name's Kitch, and this is Marty Burke, my off-starter. We're special investigation officers of the Federal Department of Taxation and Revenue. Suppose we go inside and talk things over, huh?
I don't get it. What have I done to bring you guys smelling around? I pay my taxes, don't I? Don't I pay my taxes?
Sure. Done what? And that, Mr. Salvador, is what we're here to find out.
The true-to-life adventures of the men whose job it is to discover and bring to account those citizens who, by concealment, deception, or fraud, evade their lawful taxes. T-Men, with Gordon Glenwright as Jack Ketch. Here is Jack Ketch, one of this nation's T-Men, to tell you the case of the loving blonde.
This is a great country. It takes a lot of money to run and keep running. That's why we have taxes. Taxes are scaled so that everyone pays a fair share of the cost according to his or her true income or profit. Let one citizen evade his lawful tax, and you, the honest taxpayer, get slugged a little more next year to make up for Mr. Smarty Pants.
You busy, Jack?
This is Marty Burke, my off-sider. He's always busting in with good ideas. He thinks. What's on your mind, Marty?
Can you spare 10 minutes listening to a beautiful girl? Yeah, I thought you could, so I'll go get her.
Hey, not so fast. You know I only interview in the booths. Shove into number 5. It's vacant.
This is not a member of the general public, Mr. Ketch, sir. She's fast.
And beautiful? This I must see. Oh, and Marty, this might be a personal matter, so if you just busy yourself elsewhere...
Nothing doing. She's fast, I said. She's heard rumors. She wants a bodyguard.
Now, Marty, you know me, don't you?
That's right. I'll get an Alsatian as well.
Here at the Special Investigation Branch of the Federal Department of Taxation and Revenue, you get to learn a lot about people. And it's surprising where your information comes from. There's been many a clever tax evader tipped by a tip-off coming from his best friend, an envious neighbor, a workmate, or even a relative. None of which has anything to do with the gal Marty's trying to fetch, but maybe it'll give you something to ponder over while we're waiting. Okay, you can stop pondering.
And there you go, there.
Thanks, Marty.
So, it's Gilder and Marty, eh? I wonder how long this has been going on. And how long it'll take me to break it up.
Gilder, this is Mr. Ketch. Jack meets Miss...
Hello, Gilder.
Hello there.
I didn't know the face, but the figure was familiar. I've been seeing around the corridors for days and around my ceilings at nights. Mr. Burke tells me you have a problem.
That's right. I feel that... Goofy worrying me with it, but I need some advice from... Well, here I am.
Tell me, do you swim?
Sure, I swim. Why?
Oh, I'm just curious. Go on.
Well, it's about my boyfriend.
Dear Dorothy Dick.
So you got a boyfriend.
I haven't got 2 heads, have I? May I go on?
Oh, do. This is getting interesting, I hope. But what about your boyfriend? And leave out the tittle-tattle.
It's like this. A couple of weeks back, my boyfriend got in the jam for ready money while he was on a deal out west. He wrote me to sell his car. He thought it would bring about $1,000. Cutting the story short, I sold to him his car out on Building Avenue. But the nurse said pay was $800. Well, I took it and wired the money to Jerry. Now his screenings has been dipped out of a couple of hundred, and he thinks I did the short changing.
Quite a character. Well, what's your problem? can't you prove? You got only 800. How was it paid to you? Check or cash?
Cash. They only deal in cash on Tuesday.
Did you give the dealer a receipt for the dough?
Sure.
Gildy, you have no problem. All you've got to do is take this trusting soulmate of yours over to the used car lot and get the dealer to show him the receipt. Simple, hmm?
Simple. Like Einstein's theory, or his words. The dealer refuses to produce the receipt. He says I should have made a duplicate when the deal went through.
But what possible objection could he have?
I tell you what, Gilda. I'm going to be busy all day, so what do you say I drive you across town tonight and see if I can make this cookie produce that receipt?
Oh, would you, Mr. Ketch?
And a duck swimmy would.
You know, Ketch, watching you at work is like sitting through the same movie over and over.
Well, you want this character to get away with a raw deal like this?
Of course I don't.
You want this lovely girl to patch things up with a boyfriend?
Of course you don't.
8 o'clock tonight, Gilmer. I'll call for you. And I did. You know, you can tell by the way a girl sits in the car whether or not she enjoys your company. We were getting along fine. And then, darn it, we had to come to the used car lot on Fielding Avenue. I parked. We got out.
Now, this is it, Johnny.
Salvador Autos. Cash for your car. Buy the best autos in town on a third down balance over 2 years. Well, fair enough. Let's go in.
You go in. I'll wait up front here.
Not in your life. You know the score. You tell them what you want, and I'll see you get it. Come on, honey.
Can I help you, Bob?
I certainly hope so. Are you Mr. Salvador?
If there is a Mr. Salvador.
He just stepped out for a cup of coffee. Anything I can do?
Yeah, perhaps you can. Do you remember this young lady?
In what direction?
She sold a car here a couple of weeks back.
I started on the payroll yesterday.
It was my car, myself, and we see how that went.
I haven't
heard of it. What does she say we pay?
800. You've got a receipt to prove it.
Step into the office. Turn it up in the register.
Work like a charm. Come on.
What time would it be?
It was March 23rd.
A black Buick, 50 model. Name of Hubertson?
That's it. Well, how much did I get?
$1,050.
Gilda, sweetie, you've been telling me a pack of lies.
Lies? I'll show you. Let's see that register.
Go right ahead. There's your signature for $1,050.
It's impossible. It's crazy. That's all I signed for.
Looks like you were right, Bud. You've been held out on.
Yeah. Come on, you cheap little double-crosser. Just wait till I get you home.
Let go of me. Johnny, you're hurting.
Johnny,
stop.
I haven't started to hurt yet.
What will she do after they're married?
A pretty good act, I thought. I admired Gilda's, too. Now, what was I to believe? There it was in black and white. 1,050. Had she held out on a boyfriend and pulled me in to help make a story stand up? She told me the dealer wouldn't let her boyfriend see the receipt. And yet his offsider hadn't raised a squawk. Okay, it was happening in my time, not the department. So I decided to spring along and see the payoff. We parked a while by the lakeside, and Gilda poured and re-poured her tale of woe into my ear. And then it turned chilly. Would I come to the apartment she shared with a girlfriend and have some coffee? With a girl like Gilda, coffee could be beautiful. So could life. I was just bringing my third cup, and Gilda was saying for the 99th time...
You still don't believe me, do you, Johnny? You still think I stole that money, don't you?
When the door opened, and in walked the tallest, broadest, huskiest hunk of muscle I'd seen since Bernard McFadden dropped out of the magazine.
Am I interrupting something?
I didn't dare tell him he was. I'm only 6'3".
Jerry, what are you doing here? I thought you were out of town now.
Should I now say something obvious? Who's a friend?
This is Mr. Ketch, one of the top men of the department.
Well, like a simple guy, I always thought working back at the office was always done at the office.
You'll notice that up till now, superb tech teacher that I am, I haven't said a word.
Jerry, you'll never guess what's happened. Mr. Ketch and I drove over to Lou's car up tonight to make him produce the receipt for the car. And they did.
That I'd like to see.
They didn't let us bring it away.
You stay out of this, Junior. How much did the receipt show? 800?
No, Jerry. 1,050.
I know it all along, I know.
It's all a mistake, Jerry.
I'll say it's a mistake, and you've made it. I got a darn good mind to break your neck, you little chisler. At a time when I needed every last cent I could lay my hands on, you had to shortchange me. What a sucker I've been.
Now, just a minute, friend.
I told you to stay out of this.
He swung a punch. I fainted with my right.
He didn't. I fainted. When I came to, he'd gone. So were the use of my left eye. But my right was still working well enough to see that Gilda was kneeling beside me with a bowl of cracked ice. I pulled a little scotch over some, and then I felt better. And because I did, so did she. You know, the smartest thing I've ever done in my life was taunting that zombie till he hit me. Next morning at the office, I told Marty Burke the story.
Well, most of it, anyway. And who do you think's telling the truth, Jack? The girl or the dealer?
I don't know. One of them must be lying, and the dealer's got it there in black and white. 1,050 pieces of eight. With Gilda's signature alongside.
Why would Gilda lie?
There are 250 good reasons.
And who's a boyfriend?
No.
No, I got a better idea.
Is there a better idea than Gilda losing her boyfriend?
Jack, how old is your chef?
4 years, why?
Like to sell it and get a new one?
Why should I? She goes. Besides, I can't afford a new buggy.
Let's go up and see the chief.
I think I can convince him that you need a new car.
Hey, what dirty scheme are you cooking up?
And of what purpose?
You think this thing is only a bit of a spat between a couple of lovebirds, don't you?
Sure.
What do you think it is?
If I'm right, it could turn up to be one of the neatest and biggest taxation evasion records of all time.
You're kidding.
And it's foolproof. You proved that.
I did?
Oh.
Well, it was right under your nose and you never saw it. Doesn't that make it foolproof?
One thing I'll say to Marty Burke, even his insulting is right on the ball. We went up to see the Director General, and there Marty explained my scheme. It was a beauty. It was a honey. The only catch was, would it work? Marty had his doubts, too. That's why he told the chief it was my idea. Oh, yes. He's right on the ball, it's Marty. And this time, he broke bingo.
We'll return to Jack Ketch and the case of a loving blonde in just a minute. Meanwhile... with Jack Ketch continuing his true-to-life story of The Case of the Loving Blonde.
This case had started with me trying to do a good turn to a honey blonde on the staff in the Federal Department of Taxation Revenue. Now it looked like ending in a sweet little taxation evasion indictment. Only I don't mean little. We had to find out who gypped who. And if Salvador was doing the jipping, we had to discover why. I drove out in my Chevy. Marty followed in a departmental car. My luck was in. The salesman I'd seen the night before wasn't on duty. But Salvador was, with a toothpick. I should have got there before then.
You're looking for someone?
Yeah, the boss. You, Mr. Salvador?
That's me. You want to buy a car?
I want to sell one.
That out of the fence? No, nothing, Dick.
Well, what's wrong with it?
I've got lead muscles only.
Look, Mr. Salvador, I need the money. I've been all the town trying to get a price on it. I just got to sell it today.
What sort of price you've been trying to get?
$800? You mean it's not worth $8? But, Mr. Salvador, it's a clean vehicle. It's unmarked, never been in a smash, driven only 30,000 miles, and...
Go out 30,000 miles to a shed.
Yeah. Well, what do you say?
I'll give you $6.
Oh, gee, Mr. Salvador.
You want $6?
Well, my wife will yabber the living daylight out of me.
You got yourself a deal. Come on,
you step into the office. I went in, sat down, produced my papers. Our stacked things in a drawer open. 3 bundles of notes thumped on the desk in front of me. 2, 4, 8.
Those papers, okay?
You don't think I stole the jalopy, do you?
Yeah, it just seems done. Okay. Yes, I'm going to see it right this day here.
But wait on. There's only my name here and the number of my car.
The details will be put in later when I'm not busy, huh?
Why, didn't you call it a receipt register? You want me to sign as having received an unfitted amount of dough?
2, 4, 3.
Hey, wait a minute.
Make up your mind, brother. You want the dough or not?
Okay, but I still don't like it. Give me the pen. So that's how it was done. He buys your car for cash money and gets you to sign a receipt which doesn't mention the price paid. Where that should be, there's a sweet blank space which can fill in with any figures he wants. What a setup. Marty drove me back to the federal building in great glee that he'd been right again. Me? I was happy to know that sweet Gilder was in the clear. After all, it's a bit difficult to run your fingers through a honey blonde's hair if your mind's busy with the thought that she might be running hers through your wallet. Marty rode on up to the top to report to the chief. I went right into my office. Surprise, surprise. He was sitting at my desk. Writing me a love letter, Gilda?
No, not exactly. I just thought I'd like to leave you a note.
What do you mean, leave me a note?
Well, I'm quitting today.
Leaving? But why? Here, let me see.
No.
Give, sugar.
I'd sooner told you about it if explained. You weren't here.
Hey, what's this?
I'm going to read to you.
I don't believe it. You didn't steal that $250 from the sale of your boyfriend's car. You only got $800 for it, like you said.
I tell you, I got $1,050.
Nuts. You got a bank account?
I had. Yes, I've got one.
Then you have a passbook and check stubs in your wallet. Give me that portmanteau.
John, don't. How dare you open my wallet like that?
You pipe down until I... You love him pretty much, huh? You paid Jerry off for $250 of your own money.
You're crazy.
So are you about him. I hope he appreciates you.
You see me tonight so I can explain.
And you tell him this. When you signed a receipt for Salvador's $800, there wasn't any price in the figure column, was there? You just signed.
I guess I was too busy telling Jerry's money tonight. Salvador said, sign here, and I signed. But I've certainly got $10.50 in it now, so it's not been there before.
You know, you're a very sweet person. You trust people, don't you?
Sure, I know. That's too sweet to go around.
Good. You stay that way. Here's your wallet.
Thank you.
Oh, and here's the pin I took out right in front of your eyes to test your powers of observation. You didn't see a thing.
I thought he was 20. Gee, Johnny.
We went in a hurry to nab Salvador. In point of fact, we couldn't grab him until he did a certain little something.
That being to file his current income tax return at the end of the fiscal year in 3 weeks' time. Meantime, we had all our plans cut and dried. Meantime, too, I had a new convertible.
It's a honey of a setup, Jack. A tax evader's dream.
Yeah, but like all the rest, it's only a dream until someone wakes up.
Think of it. This character buys a used car for, say, $800 on an open receipt. The seller signs it, takes his $800 and beats it. Then Salvador picks up his pen and makes the receipt for any amount he likes. Maybe a thousand.
So he's up $200. Then he sells the hot rod to some goon for $1,200.
So he's up another $200. He declares that as gross profit, but keeps his mouth shut about the 2 centuries he's made on buying the car. He sticks that down south and gets it tax free.
Sure. He makes $400 on the vehicle, but his books show he's made only $2. Less his operating expenses, and that's all he pays tax on.
It's a wither, Marty. And we've never got onto it, but for Gilda having us back with a bone crusher.
Maybe Salvador's not the only boy in this business working the racket. Marty, this might snowball into something big.
It had better, friend, or you'll be stuck for the cost of that convertible.
Don't worry. When we pounce on Salvador, I'm going to be the white-haired boy with the chief.
Well, then I suppose they let you have the wheels put on.
3 weeks whizzed by. The federal building was snowed under with taxpayers' returns of income, including one from Ken Salvador, used auto dealer, Fielding Avenue, this city. He claimed he'd sold close to 300 jalopies during the year for a gross take of close on $240,000. Expenses were high, but he'd still cleaned up a packet. But that was nothing to the packet he hadn't told us about. Even $100 on every car he sold made a sizable chunk of gold. We moved in. This time we got to Salvador's before lunch and well after breakfast to avoid the sound effects of a toothpick obligado.
Can I help you?
Sure. It'll be a change from helping yourself.
Huh?
You remember me, Mr. Salvador?
No, I can't say. Oh, yeah. The Chevy. About a month back, huh?
I see you sold it. Do all right out of it?
Oh, only a little more than broke even. It's a mighty tough game, this used car racket.
Perhaps you do a little better when you buy than when you sell, eh?
Where are you, Bimbo?
Take a look at this little folder, sweetheart.
Oh. You're, T-Man, huh?
Yeah. It's a dull old occupation, but we like it. My name's Ketch, and this is Marty Burke, my off-starter. We're special investigation officers of the Federal Department of Taxation and Revenue. Suppose we go inside and talk things over.
I don't get it. What have I done to bring you guys smelling around up? Pay my taxes, don't I? Don't I pay my taxes?
Sure. But on what?
And that, Mr. Salvador, is what we're here to find out. We'd like to see your receipt register, Mr. Salvador.
Why?
There's a hard and an easy way of doing this, friend. Take your pick.
Okay. Help yourself.
About a month ago, Mr. Salvador, I sold you my jalopy for $600. Right?
Well, remember. You look it up in the book. The price is there.
I'll do that. Now, here we are. Sheriff Sedan, Vendor John Ketch, Marina Apartment. Price?
Oh, no!
Is something the matter?
Take a look, Marty. $600, eh?
This car's just been smart or tipped off. All right. What about the car Gilda sold? She'll make a declaration.
Turn it up, March 23rd.
Yeah. 50 Buick sedan, vendor, Gilda Hubertson, price $800.
Let me see that. A month ago, that price was down as $1,050. I saw it with my own eyes.
Get a load of this, Jack. The price has been altered from $1,050 to $800 and signed...
Gilda Salvador. We got married last week. He sells me a car. I marry her. Romantic, huh?
Out-generaled, outsmarted, and out on a limb. Our sweet little honey blonde had yielded to temptation, paid off her boyfriend to keep him quiet, and married into a profitable business. So we gave up? We did not. We traced every person who'd sold an automobile to Salvador for a year past. found out what he paid them, checked their bank accounts, then checked Salvador's receipt register. In almost every case, he'd upped the price by at least 200 and sometimes three. Now, over 300 unrelated citizens couldn't all be liars, could they? We threw the book at Salvador, and he collapsed like a new bride's pie crust. We skinned him as clean as a whistle. When we were done, all he had was his stocks and Gilda. I hope she was a comfort to him. This is a great country. It takes a lot of money to run and keep running. That's why we have taxes. Taxes are scale so that everyone pays a fair share of the cost.